This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Tuesday welcomed the International Criminal Court's arrest warrants for two top Russian commanders for suspected war crimes in Ukraine. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
The International Criminal Court said Tuesday that there were reasonable grounds to believe that Sergei Kobylash and Viktor Sokolov were responsible for missile strikes by forces under their command against the Ukrainian electric infrastructure. This is Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. These are obvious crimes, Russia's war crimes and crimes against humanity. And it is precisely in this regard that the International Criminal Court made a principled move. The ICC said the attacks on Ukraine's electrical grid caused civilian harm and damage that would have been clearly excessive to any expected military advantage. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The embattled Prime Minister of Haiti appeared to be struggling to return home on Tuesday, with the main Port-au-Prince airport under attack and neighboring Dominican Republic refusing permission for him to land. Ariel Henry, who was supposed to step down last month, had been out of the country last week when armed criminal gangs who control large swaths of the country announced a coordinated assault to oust him. U.S. President Joe Biden says the hopes for a ceasefire now lay in the hands of designated terrorist group Hamas.
Israelis have been cooperating. There's an offer out there that's rational. We don't know what we'll know in a couple days if it's going to happen. But we need the ceasefire.
It comes a day after Vice President Kamala Harris, with a member of Israel's wartime cabinet who came to Washington in defiance of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. This is VOA News.